USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden signed two bills that are aimed at people and companies who committed fraud under COVID-19 small business relief programs. The legislation extends the statute of limitations to allow prosecutors more time to file criminal charges. It's estimated that billions of dollars earmarked for small businesses and people who lost their jobs could have been defrauded. The bills passed Congress with bipartisan support.
Not only did the Trump administration let the biggest businesses with the teams of lawyers and accountants skip to the front of the line, my predecessor undermined the watchdogs who were supposed to be on the job to make sure relief went to mom-and-pop businesses.
U.S. employers added an astonishing 528,000 jobs last month despite flashing warning signs of an economic downturn, and handing President Joe Biden some good news heading into the midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
A jury in Texas Friday decided that conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay a total of more than $49 million in damages in the lawsuit over his false claims that the 2012 school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut was a hoax. Total damages for the parents of a 6-year-old killed in that tragedy were announced Friday afternoon.
Question number one, $4,200,000. Question number two, $20,500,000. Question number three, $20,500,000.
Senate Democrats prepared to pass a sprawling health care, climate, and tax bill this weekend. An all-night session was expected. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts says it's meaningful legislation, though it's not everything she and other Democrats wanted.
We're moving forward on climate, we're moving forward on the cost of prescription drugs, and we're moving forward on making billionaire corporations pay.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
10 people are dead, 7 adults and 3 children, after a house fire erupted in Escapec, Pennsylvania. It has also been reported that multiple dogs were killed in the blaze. Fire officials are now investigating the cause of the fire. WYRU's Andy Mahalshik reports.
State police are describing this investigation as a complex criminal investigation. The cause not yet known, has not been called arson, just an ongoing complex criminal investigation. Family members also told me that 13 dogs perished in this blaze. Now, we did talk to family members who spent the day at the nearby Nescapec Fire Company. They said it's too much to fathom, too much of a loss. They just don't know what to do or say.
Thunderstorms on Friday brought a renewed threat of flooding to parts of Kentucky ravaged by high water a week ago. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch this weekend for nearly the entire state. As residents continued cleaning up from the late July floods that killed at least 37 people. And the Grammy-winning country trio Lady A has announced that its upcoming tour is being postponed to allow band member Charles Kelly time to focus on his sobriety. The group was set to start the tour on August 13th in Nashville, but in a social media post, the band said the tour would be postponed until next year. Right now, in order to be the healthiest, strongest, and most creative band we can be, Lady A will take the time, with the support of our families and a team of professionals, to walk through this together. This is USA Radio News.